Okay, everyone, I'm back from destroying all of humanity.
You just turned off the power.
Ah, but it was a pretty major city in Greenland, so there was a lot of disruption.
It was one gas station, Jeffrey.
That's true, but all their seal meat soup got cold. So I'm counting that as a win. That's like an afternoon's profit cut by at least 20%.
You do realize that money came out of your pocket, right? We had to pay for that.
Speaking of blackouts, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Q-Code, and we're super excited that Season 2 of Blackout is back. Academy Award winner Rami Malek returns in this apocalyptic thriller as a small-town radio DJ, Simon Itani, fighting to protect his family and community after the power grid goes down nationwide. Season 2 picks up after Simon's family escapes. They cross paths with an old family friend, Ren, played by the Asia Naomi King, who recounts her experience getting out of Boston. But can she be trusted? You won't want to miss this season of Blackout, where old friends and strangers must come together to survive and maybe escape.
You can find Blackout on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. But for now, stick around to hear the very first episode right now.
This message is for anyone who's still alive. My name is Simon Itani. Well, I guess you probably already know that. Today is day 156 of the blackout, and everything has changed. You'd think I'd be used to that by now, but how can somebody be used to any of this? We're currently waiting out the winter near Ipswich, Massachusetts, my wife Carla's family home. You pretty much need your boat to get here, far from other people. These days, that's priceless, especially when your neighbors can turn into enemies so quickly. Because in this new world, the most precious thing a person has is their trust. It took the absolute collapse of everything to show us that.
Simon?
Oh, sorry, did I wake you?
I was up. The kids are asleep. I figured this was about our only time to have some alone time together. You're still recording those things, huh?
Old habits.
Habits aren't so bad. Compulsions, on the other hand.
Looks like we need some more firewood.
41 days, Simon. How much longer are we gonna stay here?
Till the storm passes, at least.
You know what I mean.
Where would you like us to go? The snow hasn't thawed. It's not like the roads are being plowed.
Don't patronize me.
I'm not patronizing you. I'm just relaying facts. It's still winter.
Yeah, and when spring comes, there'll be too many people out to move. You'll always find an excuse to stay put.
And how do you know Madeline isn't waiting for us out there? What if every town we go to has another Madeline there? I'm trying to keep us safe, and it's safe here, Carla.
Is that all there is now? Safe? What about moving forward? We had a plan to go south, to look for signs of life, to find...
I know what the plan was.
Was or is? Listen, after everything this family has been through, I know what I'm asking is hard, but we can't stay in this limbo forever. Yeah, it's safe here, but it's not life.
I know.
What was that?
It's just the storm shutters. They've been doing that all night. Okay, that wasn't the shutters.
It's the door.
Carla, wait.
I'm not gonna let them keep pounding away out there.
Guys, what's going on? Who is that?
Everything okay, Mrs. Tony?
Back in the bedrooms now, all of you.
God.
Carla.
Get off of her.
Wait, Simon. I know her. We know her.
Is that...
Ren. Ren Foster. How did you get here?
Doesn't she live in Boston?
Boston is gone.
Blackout Season 2 is presented by Sonos, starring Rami Malek and Asia Naomi King. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick.
So, what, we're just gonna let some stranger stay here?
She's not a stranger, Simon. She was my best friend. Jesus, she was the maid of honor at our wedding.
We haven't seen or heard from her since Hunter was six. Why did she come here? Of all places, after all this time.
I had nowhere else to go. Sorry, didn't mean to eavesdrop. It's quiet here. 6 months ago, I would have killed for some silence. Now it kills me. Every stray sound like a scream in a cemetery. It's okay, Ren. You're safe now. How did you know to come here? When I left the city, I was like a blank slate. I didn't remember anything. Where to go, what to do. And I remembered you. Our spring break trips to this house. I prayed it was still here. Never in my wildest dreams would you be here too.
Ren, look, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to be rude, but what do you want?
Simon! It's okay. Somebody shows up after years of radio silence in the middle of the apocalypse, I'd be suspicious too. I've lost everything. Oh, Ren. What happened to you?
So let's talk about this some more. April 29th to May 3rd, 1992. Los Angeles, California. 63 people killed, 2,383 people injured, 12,000 arrests, and over $1 billion in damage. In a country where racially motivated violence was not new by any stretch of the imagination, why did the 92 riots reach such an extreme? I know the Eastern University subreddit says I'm a hard ass, but let's at least try to participate. Okay, then. Rachel, why did everything go to hell in 1992 with so much gusto?
I know there was some pretty significant wealth inequality between African-American and Korean-American communities that caused some resentment.
Okay, but we've had economic inequality in this country forever, especially among marginalized groups and people of color. And what about the violence? Why, for instance, was Emmett Till's murder a catalyst for a peaceful, organized civil rights movement in 1955 when Rodney King's beating led to an eruption of chaos in the streets?
People didn't used to be so soft.
Barrett, thanks for joining us. What do you mean by soft?
I'm not saying people don't have it tough, but for the last 50, 60 years, I'd say it's been peace and plenty for the most part.
I think Vietnam, Korea, and about a dozen Middle Eastern countries would disagree with you there.
You know, see, that's my point, though. We're teaching our kids to worry about everyone else's problems. It's all about feelings now, not facts. People went nuts in 92 because they weren't used to real hardships.
And how much real hardship have you had, Barrett? Was the headmaster at Phillips Exeter very strict? Did the polo pitch get too muddy in the springtime?
I'm not saying I had it hard. I'm saying everyone has their cross to bear. We need to stop complaining, accept it.
In 1992, people in Los Angeles just watched a man beaten nearly to death and his attackers acquitted. They were still struggling to pull themselves out of a recession while leaders pointed to a rebounding stock market and claimed mission accomplished. We were leaping from one unending military conflict in the Cold War directly into another mess in the tail end of the Gulf War and Iraq. People watched as drugs and crime destroyed their neighborhoods, while the nice rich folk on the other side of town bought BMWs and ate oysters on the beach. What about those crosses? Should they have just born them?
Those aren't concrete statistics.
And this is not a statistics class. It's a sociology class. So, somebody please save Barrett's GPA and his ego and give us something cogent to discuss here.
People felt abandoned. When they saw the king beating, it was the final straw. I mean, why participate in a society that doesn't care about you?
Now that is an answer we can dig into. All these issues, war, racism, economic inequality, society faces them all the time, but we don't always face them all at once. Even normal pro-social people, when forced to endure multiple pressure points, will break. The social contract only works because people trust that others will adhere to it. When that trust dissolves, society is in breach of that contract, and society fails. We are a powder keg right now, just praying that nobody lights our fuse. And on that happy note, let's call it. We'll pick up Monday. Remember, your term papers are due in 2 weeks, people, so start working on your extension excuses today.
Hey, Professor.
Oh, Captain Pelham. I didn't realize Boston PD had an interest in higher education. Did you enjoy today's lecture on the social aftermath of police brutality?
I always enjoy it when you're the one teaching. I might even need to come back for office hours.
Lance, no, not in front of my students.
What? It's nothing they aren't already doing in their dorm rooms. Well, maybe not these nerds.
Okay, real nice.
You know what is real nice? Dinner, tonight in the North End. You and me. Some wine, maybe.
I've got to pick up Lana from her community service. It's a 2-hour drive to the ferry in Falmouth.
Kid picked a hell of a place to get arrested.
Her father's influence, not mine.
Well, maybe her father should pick her up then. You haven't told them yet, have you?
I'm sorry, Lance. It's complicated. Danny's still being...
Danny's not my priority. You and your happiness are. And I'd like those kids to be my priority, too. But I can't do it until you tell your family that we're dating.
I will. I promise.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Max, what's wrong?
I'm so sorry. I didn't know what it meant. What they meant, I swear I didn't.
Who's this?
My TA. It's okay. Max, calm down. What didn't you know? What's happening?
With the power go the people. We need to get out of the city. We all need to get out of the city.
Out, Max, let go of me.
All right, pal, calm down.
Don't touch me.
Hey!
Get off of me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but please, please get out of here.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Jesus. Fraternity Rush looks a lot different nowadays.
Well, that sounds like it was terrifying. You all right?
Julian, I'm fine. It's Max you should worry about. The kid is obviously going through something.
You know, all-nighters, amphetamines, and conspiracy theories are a hell of a combination.
Julian.
I'm kidding. I'll send campus security to do a wellness check. How are you otherwise?
Is this my boss asking or my friend?
Which one do you need right now?
Lance is getting antsy for me to tell the kids about him, and I have to see Danny today. He still hasn't signed the divorce papers.
Ah, you mean you haven't made him sign the divorce papers?
I don't want to be cruel, Julian. He's hurt enough already.
Ren, dragging it out is cruel. Rip the bandages off. It's over. Trust is fundamental to a healthy relationship. He broke yours.
We broke each other's.
You know, you really got a palace there, Danny boy. How do girls resist coming home with you? Hey, baby, come check up my romantic 200-square-foot studio with a scenic view of the underside of the Tobin Bridge.
You're hilarious, man. Now, can you just turn the engine over, please? Damn it, must be the solenoid.
It's not the solenoid, Danny. It's just an old POS car.
That's your problem, Eric. You have no vision. It's a classic, not a POS.
Hey, I'm not saying you didn't have good times, but the sun's getting low. Junk it. Move on.
It's still got miles on it.
Danny, listen to me. Move on.
Man, you're not talking about the car anymore, are you?
I'm not talking about the car anymore. I mean, you've been torturing yourself in this married, not married purgatory. And for what? She's not coming back. I stand corrected. Ren, how are you, sweetheart?
Hi, Eric. How's the Grand Theft Auto business?
Oh, booming. You having fun in that seaport condo, kicking good, honest people out of their homes?
No, a gentrification lecture from a convict. How quaint.
Special place in hell, Ren.
I'll see you there, Eric. Still hanging with the old crew?
He was helping with the car, Ren. I didn't know you were coming by. What do you want?
You know what I want. Jesus, it's been half a year, Danny.
Yeah, a half a year where you said we were going to try. Where you said we were going to work on things.
Well, you said you'd stop committing felonies, so I guess we're both liars. I'm sorry. That wasn't fair.
No, it was. I'm sorry. How'd we get here, Ren?
I don't know. But here we are. Look, I gotta go pick up Lana. Just sign the papers.
Okay. Transformer must have blown. I turned the blocker out.
Oh my god!
Jesus, the stoplights too.
That truck's gonna fall off the bridge.
Jesus, that's a gas truck. Let's get down!
We need to get the kids.
Fine, Ren. Jesus, what's with everyone freaking out?
The president just got cut off the air and the Topin Bridge exploded into a ball of flames, Danny.
It was an accident. It's just a power outage.
Look around. You take away the power, people get desperate. I don't know about you, but I do not want to be near 700,000 desperate people when they decide they're done waiting for the lights to come back on.
Mom? Dad?
Tyler, are you okay?
Yeah, what's going on? My feet started blowing up about the president and it just cut off.
Just a power grid thing, buddy.
Fine. Mr. Bigelow was talking about these cool secret tunnels under the city that pirates used to smuggle rum and women through.
This is what your private school tuition goes to?
What? I like history.
You can learn about secret tunnels tomorrow, after we figure out what's going on. Come on, Lana. Pick up, pick up. Great.
Foster! Back to work!
My music cut out. I don't have any service.
And?
And I guess that means I'll take in the natural symphony of this beautiful rich people island.
You forgetting something?
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Excuse me, miss. Do you know how to get to the lighthouse?
Aren't there like 5 lighthouses on Martha's Vineyard?
See, we're already learning something. Which one would you recommend is the nicest?
Sure. It's on the corner of I Don't Work For You and Figure It Out.
Excuse me?
Hey, I'd check out the Egerton Lighthouse, sir. It's a 5-minute walk from here just that way.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a nice day, miss.
You gonna answer that?
Does it look like it?
I mean, calling that many times, it must be important.
My mom called me 14 times in a row once because my bus was late. She'll survive.
Well, she must care a lot about you.
She cares a lot about everything. I'm not special.
You seem special to me. My bad, I'm Carter, your cleanup buddy. You're Lana, right?
How'd you know my name?
Name tag. It's on your shirt, just Mass Juvenile Corrections.
Right.
So what'd you do?
It was stupid.
what most misdemeanors are. No judgment.
I came here with my friends this summer. I drank too much, and I...
You what?
I punched the ferry captain, okay?
Wait, that was you?
What? You heard about it?
No, I'm messing with you. Trust me, that's the least idiotic story I've heard, honestly. Kind of badass.
What about you? What'd you do?
Me? I didn't do anything.
Relax, I'm not your parole officer.
No, I actually didn't do anything. I just like volunteering.
Awesome. So I'm the delinquent and you're the virtue signaler.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's unsettling.
God damn it.
Couldn't get her?
No, Danny, obviously not.
Well, you're not going to get to the ferry in time through this traffic. She'll just spend the night down there. She's got your credit card, doesn't she?
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I just meant she has it.
You think I spoil her?
I didn't say that, Lynn.
But you meant it. If you want to talk about why our daughter is turning into a delinquent, let's start with the parent with an actual criminal record.
Jesus, what is your problem?
Hey, as much as I love hearing you two argue, do you think maybe we could get out of here? We could still fight, just maybe somewhere the whole school can't see.
Sorry, Glenn. You're right.
Come on, let's go.
Don't worry about Lana, okay? I'll figure something out. Besides, she's smart. She'll be fine.
What is going on?
You're not letting anyone on the ferry?
Are those cops?
Lana, just stay back. Lana, stop.
I'm just gonna ask what's going on.
Everybody get back. No one's getting on this ferry today.
What do you mean? We have to get home.
I said get back.
Sorry, officer. We're just curious what the situation is.
The situation is none of your business.
Hey, Dick, he was just asking a question.
Lana, stop. Let's go.
Yeah, listen to your boyfriend there, sweetheart.
Sweetheart? I'll show you, sweetheart.
Leave our kids alone and let us on that boat.
Get off the dock.
I ain't getting off anything.
I'm warning you. Get back.
It's sailing away.
There's nobody on the boat. Turn it around, now.
I'm warning you. Get back.
Oh, taser, taser, taser.
What'd I tell you, huh?
Everybody back up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, come on. This way.
But what about the ferry?
Look, forget the ferry. Just come on.
Danny.
Not now, Eric. Jesus, what happened to you?
Where's Rand and the kids?
Tyler's with her at her place, and I'm gonna go find Lana right now. Why?
People are going bananas out here. They robbed my place, broke my nose, for Christ's sake.
Jesus. Look, come inside and get cleaned up.
No, they're mobbing their way through the neighborhoods. They're on their way to the seaport.
That's where Tyler and Ren are.
Honey, do you think you should be wasting the battery on your phone like that?
Why? There's no service anyway. Plus, it's homework. I'm doing notes on those secret tunnels. Did you know that there's a whole network of them under the North End?
I'm glad you're interested in your schoolwork, honey, but we might get service again, and I don't want your battery to die.
Well, if we get service, it means we have power and I can charge it.
Tyler?
Why?
Kind of strange being this quiet, isn't it? It's like we're out camping or something. You remember when we all used to go camping?
Why are you divorcing Dad? Lana and I aren't little kids anymore. You can tell us what's actually going on. Did one of you cheat?
No, God, no. No, nobody cheated. Tyler, it's... Your father and I still care about each other.
So what is it?
In a marriage, you're supposed to trust each other. We don't anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It does suck. You know, I know things have not been easy for this family lately. But we're gonna be okay. I promise.
What was that?
Stay there.
Mom.
Shh, stay quiet.
Mom,
shh.
I know you've been there. I know you're scared, but I'm all alone.
I'm sorry. I can't.
They're gonna kill me. Please.
Get in there. Wait, just hang on. I'm opening the door. Oh my god. Get back. Don't make a sound.
Hey, leave her alone.
What was that off? Run! Go, go, go!
Stay away from us. Don't you dare open that door.
Red, it's me.
Danny?
Dad.
It's okay. They're gone. You were right. This is gonna get bad.
That's awful, Ren.
I haven't gotten to the awful part.
Ren? What happened to the city? What happened to your family?
I can't.
It's okay. It's okay, okay? We've got time. Why don't you go wash up? We've got a hand pump and a sleeve bucket for the well and a propane heater. I mean, not a ton of hot water pressure anymore, but it'll probably be your first hot bath in a while.
Thank you.
Your family, Ren. Okay? You're home.
So we're just supposed to believe all that?
Why is it so hard for you to just trust her?
Why is it so easy for you? We don't know what happened to Danny or her kids. What kind of person leaves them behind?
We have no idea what she's been through.
Look in her eyes, Carla. She's hiding something.
Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon and Asia Naomi King as Ren, with Chloe Brooks as Carla, Seychelle Gabrielle as Izzy, T.C. Carter as Hunter, Caroline Newton as Kira, Ray Stoney as Lance, Andre Royo as Julian, Nate Cordry as Eric, Christopher Backus as Danny, Denny McAuliffe as Tyler, Samantha Rose Cardenas as Lana, Spence Moore II as Carter, Joanna Sotomora as Rachel and Newscaster, Spencer Daniels as Barrett, Zachary Margulies as Max and Looter 1, Lenisa Renee Frederick as Supervisor, John Carroll Lynch as Tourist, Ian Eugene Ryan as Officer 1, Sam Duffy as Officer 2, Glenn Eric Baggerly as Angry Man, Jane Taini as Neighbor and Edie, Michael Monsor as Looter Number 2. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Fred Berger. Co-executive producers Tara Roy and Fiona Smith. Produced by Tess Ryan, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, and Jack Friedman. Co-producer Michelle Zarat. Original music and score by Jasper Van Dyke for Salt. Q-Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Q-Code Head of Engineering, Brian Walsh. edited by Lauren Cabanas. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Matt Yoakum. Additional sound effects editing by Christoph Classe. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Doring. Post coordinator, Rachel Ganover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Production assistants, Nathan Yan and Jerry Hu. Stock media provided by Pond5. Blackout is a Q Code and Endeavor Content production.
Thrilling stuff. Ah, reminds me of my little escape the other week. So much warm seal meat.
God, you cost us so much money.
Nonetheless, you won't want to miss the rest of this season of Blackout, where old friends and strangers must come together to survive and maybe escape. We'll see that when all seems lost to the darkness of the unknown, our collective humanity will always shine. Speak for yourself.
Again, you can listen to Blackout wherever you find podcasts, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else. We hope you enjoy, and thank you so much for tuning in.
I'm going to go see if I can run down a pret-a-manger.
Good God.